Currently listening to Jaded with the tune Overtime, the Mirror Mirror Remix. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. The playlist is available online at WRCT.org. And if you want to get in touch with me, if you missed the show, check out my website, DJFirefly.com.
CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
You know, speaking of music calendars and live shows, and as I said, there's some great live shows coming up. Hopefully you're being safe, but able to check out some of this. I actually was able to do both on Monday, yeah. Just recently, I went out, first time I've ever been to the Palace in Greensburg, ever. Got to see Mike and Mickey of the Monkees on the Monkees Farewell Tour. Now, here's a crazy story. Here's a crazy Mockster story. I've met all the Monkees over the years. I met Davey and Mickey in a hotel bar in Cincinnati. I met Peter in someone's living room in Point Breeze. And I got a chance to meet Mike a couple years ago in Kent, Ohio. But I'd never seen the Monkees. I'd never seen them perform, so I took advantage of my last shot to see the remaining members do their thing. It was a good show. It was a good show. One of the songs they pulled out of the archives is one of the Moxsters' favorites from Headquarters. You Just May Be the One.
All men must have someone. Have someone who never take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone. Have someone who never take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Hey guys, this is Eef from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
She fix me a dinner of sunflower seeds and ready whip topping inhalers. And take me down south with Hall & Oates in her mouth. My first love, my Joan Jett of Arc. And my black heart was heavy, but her mom's cougar was fast, as little pink houses were whistled. And it was all you can eat at the Sizzler that night, my steak burning Joan Jett of Arc, my steak burning Joan Jett of Arc. Crickets were silent. And the train tracks like stitches, skidding bicycle tires, as I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. And the birds that were crushed once had air in their bones, as oil was find in her honor. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. From the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticky Valentines, 'cause I don't know if you were loving somebody. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
That's Everything But the Girl doing their version of Allison. Yes, Allison. Elvis Costello's Allison is really what I wanted to say, so let me say it that way. That was Everything But the Girl doing Elvis Costello's Allison, wrapping up that set of music. Before that, Clem Snide, who is just announced coming to town. I don't have the exact date, but I received a message saying Eve and Company, Clem Snide coming to town, so I thought I'd throw some Clem Snide in my mix with the Joan Jett of Arc. Link Ray from a song, believe it or not, that song, some radio stations, when it first came out, banned it. It's an instrumental. Yeah, it got censored. It's Rumble, Link Ray, and the Monkees from Headquarters gave us You Just May Be the One. You just may be the one who wants to give me a request to play on a future show. Maybe. You know how you do that? Send me an email. wrctrequest@gmail.com is the email address for all correspondence with the Mockster. Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. Thank you so much for taking a moment to listen to some songs. Some songs I'm pulling out of the archives or into the airwaves and fun stuff, I think. So I played that Monkees track. Just saw the Monkees. I saw Mickey and Dave. No, didn't see Davey. Mickey and Mike. So I've got some Monkees in me. I need to just release some Monkees music. Originally found on the Head soundtrack, a Goffin King written tune. Also found on the last release we heard from the Gothies. It's Porpoise Song on Viva La Mock.
Yeah. The four kings of EMI are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and blasted hair. Talcum powder on the letter and the birthday boy is there.
Why don't you cut your hair? Why don't you leave a bear? Why don't you do what?
That is Carter USM, or as they're really known, Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine, doing their Monkees cover of Randy Scouse's Get, which was put out actually, I believe, at least in the UK, it was released as an alternate title, because Randy Scouse's Get is a nasty little phrase, slang phrase for a Liverpoolian, I believe. Before the Carter, Tremblers in there. The Tremblers from 1980 with Peter Noon singing lead on that. Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. He was only 33 years old, him doing Elvis Costello's Green Shirt. Flock of Seagulls gave us nightmares, and I start off the entire set with the Gothies. Went back to the Birds, the Bees, the Monkees, and the Gothies released for their version of Porpoise Song. Gets us here. We've got, I don't know, I can't tell time anymore. Let's say 25 minutes before we hit the top of the hour. Plenty of time to play some more music, play your requests, play some songs you didn't even know you wanted to hear. That's how this works. I am in your mind going, I know what you want to hear. You want to go a little twangier. You want some Whiskey Town. Right? Is that what's in your mind? Was it? Maybe it is now. How about some Whiskey Town? Huh? 16 days here on the Viva La Mock radio program, 883 FM, WRCT.
Got 16 days, one for every time I've gone away. One for every time I should have stayed. You should have wore my wedding ring. Got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bed she fights. Sway back to your side. Well, ghost has got me running.
Ghost has got me running.
Ghost has got me running. Got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bedsheet fights. Sway back to your side. Well, the ghost has got me running.
The ghost has got me running.
Well, the ghost has got me running. We'll be right back.
horses, high beam lights.
Who'd have ever thought they'd build such a deadly Denver Bend? To be so strong, to take so long as it would till the end.
His silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star.
Listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac, where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be.
Oh. need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. Oh, for God's sakes, turn around.
Be my loving, baby, you ain't got the style. I'm gonna get some real gone love that'll drive a cool cat wild. Gonna move, roll and ride on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice as gone. You gotta roll, move it right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. Gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. She can't be quiet, she can't be slow, 'cause when she starts strutting, got him so.
Roy Orbison, the late Roy Orbison, telling you to go, go, go. But I actually just want you to stay, stay, stay. Seriously, I want you to stay and continue listening. My ego needs it. My poor, fragile little ego needs to know that you're out there. So thank you. Hey, before the Roy Orbison, how about Kenny Rogers in the First Edition? Ruby, don't take your love to town. Also played some Graham Parsons in there in my Hour of Darkness and start the entire set with some Whiskey Town. 16 days. You know, you can hear this radio program every week at this time. And other weeks at other times. No, it's every week at this time. So I appreciate you tuning in. Listening. The show's called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. People call me the Mockster. I also host the 80s, 90s night down at Arsenal Lanes. It's not a segue into anything. I'm just wanting to chat. It's each and every Thursday, so I play 80s and 90s music. I'm there on Sundays every once in a while, too. So is Jay Thurber, but we're never at the same time. We're never in the same room together. Makes you wonder. Does it? Simon and Garfunkel.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here the Salvation Army band, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand, and look around you, these are brown now. There's a hazy shade of winter. Hang on to your hopes, my friend. That's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime of my. Stop and remember me at any convenient time. Find out my memberships while the noble manuscripts of unpublished rhyme. Drinking my vodka and lime, I look around, things are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade.
Drinking in the yard. And my friends, now lay drinking. sophisticated, cause I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape.
Kinks wrapping up that set of music with Ape Man here on the Viva La Mac radio program. And I always feel compelled when I play that song to let you know that the lyric in there is the air pollution is a fogging eyes. Fog is the word that he says. I know. BBC wasn't too keen when the Kinks first released that because they thought he said something else. Oh, that Ray Davies. Anyway, Kinks, Ape Man, before the Kinks, from Lexington, Kentucky, the Blueberries. And to my friends and I, Max Johnson of Wilco actually plays on this album a little bit. And did you know that Max's sister is Michelle Schacht? Did you? I know, I'm on a tangent. I'm talking about the Blueberries, and I'm over on Michelle Schacht. But don't be shocked. I played some Simon and Garfunkel as well. With Hazy Shade of Winter.
Dr. Mike Donohue with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
to me when I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. And in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
We got the nod.
Kisses, they put me in a spell. Go right to the bucket in my wishing.
So I wanted to talk to you all a little bit about conceptualizing spirituality in Black faith communities and the cultural schemas that exist around prayer, illness, and healing. But first, let me tell you just a little bit about myself. So I was raised in the Midwest by a family that pretty much migrated from the South. And so I was raised in a very firm Southern Christian Baptist faith, very traditional. My grandfather was a deacon in the church. My grandmother was a mother in the church. I was a junior nurse. I was in the junior choir. We went to church every Sunday, most Wednesdays and some Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, in my household, if you didn't go to church on Sunday, there really wasn't much else you could do the rest of the week. It was off limits. Growing up in the church really did instill in me a lot of the lessons that have given me the strength to be the woman that I am today. What I learned very early in that setting was that God heals us. Prayer heals us. And those messages were bountiful throughout the church. I could recite Psalms that kind of speak to that. If you think about Psalm 147:3, it tells us that God heals the brokenhearted. He binds up our wounds. I can remember my earliest testimony. I was maybe 9 or 10, and I had a situation where I was getting ready to go somewhere, and in the Midwest, we have basements. I know that's not something that you guys have, mostly in Texas, but we were a working-class family, so we had an unfinished basement. I was going down the stairs, and I tripped. Right before I hit what would have been the concrete floor, my foot caught on the railing. That was God. I went to church. I went to Sunday school. We prayed about it, and everyone talked about what a good Christian kid I was and how I was saved, and that my prayer is what healed me that day. Sometimes the spoken and unspoken messages in the church is that if you're strong, of good faith, and you lean not unto your own understanding, and definitely not the understanding of others, then God will save you and heal you. However, what I've learned over time is that that message can sometimes incapacitate Black women's ability to seek help when they need it. I remember very vividly a story of a woman that I was working with once, collecting data, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And she belonged to the Kojic faith, so the Church of God in Christ. She recounted to me the story of how she went to church after her diagnosis had been revealed, and they tried an exorcism on her to remove the bipolar disorder from her, and how damaging that experience was for her. This is not uncommon when you think about the conflict in spirituality between faith communities and mental health recovery. For African American women, and for most Black women, we are held to these cultural stereotypes, these tropes. I'm sure some of you have heard of them. The superwoman, where we can do anything and everything all the time, perfectly, oftentimes at a consequence to ourselves. There's also the trope of the mammy, where we are the nurturer. Come to us with your troubles, talk to us, we will listen to you and take care of you. If you're in our family, if you're in our community, if you're outside of both of those things, our arms are always open and welcome. You probably also have heard about the Sapphire. This is this angry black woman who has this unbridled anger, who's enraged all of the time. These tropes that kind of circle around our own community impact black women specifically because we spend a good deal of time either trying to counter all of those narratives, we're none of those things. We try very much so to own each of those different pieces of ourselves, or we try to navigate and find a way to vacillate between those different narratives. I am this or I'm not this. And it can be exhausting. It can cause some significant mental health distress. These challenges with our mental health histories for black women, oftentimes because we serve in those roles with consequence to ourselves, it costs us our own mental health. We don't seek out the services and support that we need to. And our faith then tells us